Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
First, how did practice go and how did you feel out there?
Great. Good day on the ice. Skated by myself last 2 days and felt good there too. So it's nice to get back on the ice with the team and, full practice, a little bit of contact, game pace. And felt good. No issues.
Are you confident you're ready to go for the game?
Yeah, I feel ready. I'm going to have to talk to the doctors and the staff and try to figure out what's best. I know it's definitely a high possibility for Saturday and kind of just see where I progress the rest of the day and go from there.
How surprised are you to be where you are? When the hit happened, obviously we saw what it looked like, and it didn't look like something you might be playing in a game in 6 days later.
Yeah, I think concussions are kind of funny like that. I would have probably thought the same thing after day two. Be honest with you, right after the initial hit, I felt totally fine in the locker room. Felt fine the rest of the night, and then the second day kind of hit me pretty hard there. And third day was great. Felt normal, and been progressing each day, so feeling good today.
Do you feel it was a dirty hit?
I mean, in my opinion, yeah. I mean, it's tough, right? Like, hockey's a fast game. You don't know what's going through his head there. He grabbed me after the game and talked to me and apologized, which I respect. But at the same time, like I said, you don't know what's going on through his head, so can't really speculate. But I felt like he could have made a play and avoided me. But obviously, too, there, like, I'm reaching for it, but... I think it's, hockey's, there's a lot of moving parts, so it's kind of tough to pinpoint one thing, but, it's over with now and, just moving on.
You got a match penalty. So, I mean, the officials ruled it was intent there. How surprised were you there was no suspension?
It's a little inconsistency, I think, with a lot of things, but, it's out of my hands, right? Like, you get suspended there. It doesn't really affect me. Nothing I can do about it. That's what they ruled, and like I said, you just move forward.
There was a lot talked about with no response from it. What are your feelings about that?
I thought we handled it internally here. I'll just leave it at that. It's been talked about, and I respect and I trust all the guys in this room, and I would go to war with each one of these guys. So obviously what happened, and we dealt with it. So.
You build a team all through a season. How important was Monday just as a day to continue to build a team here?
Yeah, I mean, each day is big. Each win's big, and I think we're gaining traction right now. Obviously, Saturday is going to be a big one, and make sure we get that one going into break. You know, continue to build momentum, and you know, I've been liking the game. You know, personally, as an individual, and I think as a team too. I feel like there's a lot of confidence in our game right now. I think we're breaking the puck out clean, making plays, and I think we've been defending pretty hard too. So, all things kind of coming together. Just got to continue to be consistent with it.
And as a group, I think if you go back to Vancouver, would you agree you played as a group 7 pretty good games in a row?
Yeah, I'd say honestly after that Seattle game, the Western trip, I thought in Calgary and Edmonton we could have won both those games. I thought that's kind of the start point after we lost to Seattle is where we started to build something and kind of find a little bit of traction, and results have started to follow.
How tricky is it knowing that you've got a game left? I understand that, but you guys are hitting your groove as a team, and now you get ready for a pretty substantial break. How do you kind of carry this over when you come back?
Honestly, I think sometimes that's a good thing. I think you gain some traction heading into a break. It's a time to kind of reset physically and mentally, and I think sometimes when you have that extended break and you're in a good headspace going into it, it kind of just can build into something even bigger. Once you get back, you just got a lot of confidence. You got the itch to get back to when you step away from the game. You know, you're excited to get back with the guys and start competing again, and it's always easier to do that when you go into the break winning.
Is it important just to get the monkey off your back to get that fourth win in a row? Because if you're going to move up the standings at any point, you have to string wins together. So is it important to just get over that hump?
Yeah. Yeah, you said it. You gotta string wins together. I mean, you can be happy with the way you're playing all you want, but you need results. You need to win, and it's a good feeling for sure. Getting that fourth one, I think that just internally gives you a lot of confidence as a group that you can get it done, and you can start to build something and maybe run with it. So Saturday is going to be really important for us to continue to build that and head into break with, you know, 5 in a row.
What has it offered you? I know we've talked about it before, but just, you know, some reflection, I guess.
Yeah.
More time.
I think they both offer different things. I think center, you know, I like playing center. Just coming up the middle of the ice with the puck, you get a lot more puck touches. I feel like you're involved in the play a little bit more. But I think there's a lot more responsibility on the defensive end. I think, you know, wing, you can kind of get away with sniffing out some offense a little bit, maybe being the last guy back and trying to see if you got possession, maybe you can take off and get a breakaway, or, you know, maybe on an odd man rush, you're coming in a little late and you're getting the puck as a trailer for a shot. And I think for me personally, it's benefited me just trying to find those pockets to you know, get shots off and playing with some good players that can find me in those holes to get some looks.
How does it help to free you up offensively coming in off the wing? Does that help keep the opposing defense away because they can't just clog up the middle and wait for you to...
Yeah, I think a lot of times as a center, you're driving the play. You know, usually you're coming up the ice with the puck. You're kicking it out, driving through the middle, and creating space for your line mates. I think a lot of times the wingers benefit from that time and space that the center creates. You know, Cooley's been doing a great job. You watch his game. He drives. He moves his feet hard, pushes the D back, and that gives, you know, whoever he's kicking out to, me or JJ, or even the ability to hit a fourth man coming in late. And usually, obviously, those guys reap the reward coming in a little later and have some time to make a play or get a shot off. So I think that's kind of what it frees up for me.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.